This is Todd Goburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the Structure Series. This lecture is on damage tolerance. We just finished our study into fatigue. And with fatigue, we found that we could use data from a number of samples that were perfect and pristine and fully reverse bending and convert them into something that we could assess the strength, the life, or the number of cycles that could be applied to a sample. Damage tolerance takes a different approach where we assume that there is a crack or piece of damage, like a crack, in the material. And then we evaluate how that crack propagates or grows in the material as more and more cycles are added. We start off with a really simple approach where we calculate the stress intensity and evaluate it against the critical stress intensity. The stress intensity, so we have up to this point, in statics we learned about forces and moments and equilibrium. In structures one, we learned how to take forces, compare them to the representative areas, and calculate a stress, which is kind of like a force intensity. Damage tolerance takes a different approach, and it evaluates something that we can call the stress intensity. But it's not a force per, it's a strange unit, which involves the square root of a length. We're going to take the stress intensity, we're going to calculate the stress intensity for a material, which basically is a beta or modification factor called beta that accounts for a number of things that we can't otherwise quantify easily with the material and loading. We're going to multiply that by the square by the maximum stress and then the square root of pi and the crack length. So the stress intensity is the mod factor beta times the max stress times the square root of pi and length of the crack A, or crack dimension. We should call it the crack dimension because we're going to find that depending on what kind of geometry and loading we have, our crack dimension, which we will call A, will generally be either the entire crack length or one half of the crack length. And that can be rather confusing since different references use different ones. Also, some references will develop their damage tolerance approach with no pi in the square root of pi A. So we need to be careful. Our approach will use the more traditional beta times max stress times square root of pi A, where A is that crack dimension. It's either the whole crack length, or half the crack length, or sometimes something slightly different. How do we know what A we're going to use? We do it when we find our beta factor, our modification factor. Whatever chart or graph or equation should have information about how the A using that data should be defined. Our most simple check is going to be to calculate the stress intensity, beta, max stress, square root of pi A, and compare it to the critical stress intensity, which we can look at as kind of an allowable. Our stress intensity, we're going to give the units K, capital K, lower, and then subscript 1. Looks like an I, it's actually a 1. What that is saying is a mode 1 crack or an opening stress crack. We're going to compare that to the critical stress intensity, which we're going to designate capital K, lowercase 1c. K1c is a function of various materials. Mill Handbook is loaded with K1c for various parts and materials and tempers and all that. We're going to use the little table in our handbook, which has a few representative values. We can use this for all of our practice work in this class. When we get out there in industry, we should strive to find better data for our K1C. Since the categories on the K1C and the handbook are too wide for those to actually be really good choices for industrial work. So our first approach is going to be to calculate, to figure out what is our crack length, what is the loading and geometry, which determines what beta we're going to use. We then calculate our K1, our stress intensity for the material, and then we're going to compare it, write a margin of safety against fast fracture. If K1 exceeds K1C for the part and material and loading, then we have what's called fast fracture, and the crack will grow uncontrollably, resulting in probable failure. So our easiest check with damage tolerance is just to determine whether we have fast fracture or not. We do that by calculating K1, comparing to K1C, writing a margin of safety. Any margin of safety that is negative is unacceptable. Now, if we get a positive margin of safety against K1C, that does not mean that the part won't have a growing crack. What it means is we're not yet at that fast fracture point. And so then we need to do more analysis to assess how the crack actually grows. That will be the subject of our next audio.